Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway.
There we go. We got this.
Is it rolling?
Yeah.
Are we going?
Look at this.
It's always rolling.
You know who's performing right next to you tonight?
Shane Gillis.
Wait, is he performing tonight?
No, who?
Jeff Dunham.
Oh, yeah, because you can see from our window all the people that are doing well.
Yeah.
And how is Jeff Dunham doing well?
I don't know him.
You don't know who Jeff Dunham is?
I know the name.
No, he's the puppet guy.
He has the puppets, the racist terrorist puppet.
Well, he's doing the theater.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah. Oh, I bet you, the racist terrorist probably kills in Boston.
You don't know who he is.
I know the name.
Do you know any puppet comedians?
His friend Diego.
Yeah.
You have a friend who does puppet?
He has one puppet that's a mini version of himself.
Yeah.
Is it, like, good?
Oh, yeah. He pulls it. He says... he'll be like, I don't want to do his bit, but he'll be like, I want to show you guys all my little guy. I'm going to show you guys my little guy. And he gets the audience thinking that he's going to pull out his penis. And then he goes and he pulls a version of himself out of his pants.
His new headshot is also him dressed as a woman.
Does he have it in the headshot, the puppet?
No, he doesn't do the bit all
his
the
headshot
time.
Does he do drag?
No, he's just doing it for spots.
Sometimes he does.
He's doing, there's this thing in Boston Comedian where comedians, you'll never see them be gay, but they'll pretend to be gay to get, like, do gay shows.
Tell him about the guy who became a Native American Indian.
Elizabeth Warren comedian.
This is so funny.
I don't even know the correct pronouns, but when I met him, he was a fella that came. He's like a theater guy who came to school that I went to, and by the end of the school, he was a woman who was Native American.
That's why
he started as a white guy and ended as a Native American woman.
Do you know? I have to ask you about references. Do you know Mrs. Doubtfire?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you didn't know Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, Jeff Dunham is.
He's if you got to learn the history of comedy.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. She's not a comedy.
He's on the Mount Rushmore. Him and all his puppets.
Yeah.
I know a lot about Skankfest in 2019. I know the history of comedy.
No, Mrs. Doubtfire, but. The remake, but they actually transition.
Ooh, is that happening?
No.
I figured that sounded like...
Oh, Eric has a really good idea for Forrest Gump. He's trying to pitch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, this isn't more an idea. It would be a sketch, but it's like, it's just like if they remade a bunch of like movies that you wouldn't think should be gender swapped, but like Forrest Gump, that's a completely different movie. If it's a retarded woman with AIDS,
yeah. Well, you can't have sex with
a retarded woman with a retarded
woman who gets AIDS from just
some hippie guy who leaves her.
Yeah.
Like that would be fucked up. It wouldn't be a fun, nice movie.
I want them to remake I Am Sam with I Am Samantha. That's what I want.
I want, like, the old killer slashers, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but with, like, Bertha.
Okay.
Big tits flopping with a chainsaw.
Yeah, you should get
just
that done.
Popping out the sides of the apron.
Exactly.
I watched the worst horror movie. It was called Slaughterhouse. It was about a sloth that just kills everyone in a sorority house.
Yeah.
Was it good, bad?
Yeah, it was so bad. Yeah, it was so bad. It was good. Bad.
Horror is that genre where it's like...
It can still be good when it's so bad.
You can't do a drama that's bad. Mm-hmm. Like, if acting in a drama is bad, you're like...
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you do theater, either of you?
Fuck that. No, this guy did.
What did you do in boarding?
I did improv. I did coke.
I didn't do improv.
You did coke in boarding school?
I wasn't doing theater.
I was a loser in boarding school.
I was doing coke and playing lax.
Oh, my. Is that what the lax girls did?
I did.
Yeah. I always wondered, because I was like a loser at my boarding school, because I was like, I got a full ride and I was a day student. So they're like, you're double outsider. So I just know the lax girls were just doing coke.
All of them.
Any of them other than you?
Yeah, for sure.
Make you play better?
I wasn't doing it before I played. Actually, this is funny. I had a friend who went to like one of the best... She went to like a UVA or one of those schools, and she played lacrosse there.
Mm-hmm.
Like got like whatever scholarship and stuff for lacrosse, and she loved cocaine. And they made it into the NCAA finals, and then they were doing random drug tests, and she tested positive for coke, and everyone on the team was like, what the fuck? She was like, who's going to drug test the third string goalie? And they were like, why are you even doing coke at the hotel during the NCAA?
Because doesn't coke get out of your system?
Like 3 days.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Just done it.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You're doing it at the hotel.
Is that a performance? Do you think if you did it beforehand, you would do better?
I think it depends on the sport.
Maybe.
Sports are better on coke?
Not
the 100-yard dash.
Endurance one. Endurance.
You probably
ones,
have a heart
no.
attack though.
Yeah, endurance sports no, unless you get like unless it's
he doesn't
like,
know what he's talking about. He doesn't do cocaine.
No,
you've never done it.
I've done cocaine.
No.
All right, I've never done cocaine. No, I
allegedly.
I have done
cocaine. He's done Adderall. He snorted Adderall twice.
I don't like...
he snorted Adderall before an improv show.
I don't...
That's tough.
I've never done an improv show in my life.
Snorted Adderall before.
You yes-anded that real fucking... Wait.
I've never done an improv show. I have done cocaine. I don't like cocaine.
Have you done... what is this Adderall before the improv?
Just his vibe.
Oh, his vibe's Adderall before an improv scene?
Yeah, that's fair.
I used to do improv. Aesthetic. It's really nerdy. It's It deserves to be made fun of as an art form.
Everyone makes fun of it.
Especially the fact that you have to go in and pay to practice.
You have to take yourself so seriously.
Yeah,
and you have to take yourself so seriously as being funny. It doesn't make sense.
Can you describe my energy when I came in here?
Your energy was very Eeyore-like.
Mm.
Yeah, you acted like the stuff you were holding didn't even belong to you. Like you found it in the hallway and you were tired of carrying
it. So you were returning it.
Oh, I thought you meant the stuff I was carrying emotionally.
That too. That shows where you are right now.
Meant my actual podcast equipment.
Yeah, you were like, I was like, I don't know what that is. I was like, is this a bomb?
No, the reason I ask is because I feel like I got to take shit so serious now.
Why?
To like grow.
As an artist?
To be like a business.
Are you
to make money.
What type of business are you becoming?
To make money from comedy and art. Don't you have to take it a little bit more serious?
Yeah, you have to take it seriously, but then if you get too serious, how are you going to be funny?
That's right. What I mean. Being an adult, like, I want to fucking eat McDonald's and get my dick sucked and, like, do DMT. Like, I don't want to be an adult, you know?
You said being an adult, and then you listed three things that, like, I just wanted to do at 14.
That's the shit I love now. I don't want to be an adult. Okay. I don't want to have to, like...
grow up.
Yeah, I don't want to have to send emails.
You send a lot of emails?
Do you not?
No.
I send a lot of emails.
I don't email at all. I barely logged in.
When's the last time you sent an email?
Like a comedy email?
Yeah, you don't reach out to people?
I have, but I always just DM people. I never email anyone.
That's the same thing.
Where do you find an email address even these days?
That is true. It's like calling someone's like house phone.
Yeah. Sometimes I fax them.
It's weird because I will use Bluetooth AirPods and it'll make sense, but faxing still doesn't make sense to me. How does a
what does that mean?
How does a fax machine work?
Oh,
like I don't care. Like a Bluetooth,
it either.
Yeah.
It's like I understand FaceTime more than faxing,
right? Yeah, I don't. I think that we're well past facts. That's like trying to dive into like, how did people send telegrams? Who cares?
Vinyls came back. You never know. Right. Faxing might come back.
I think pagers were cool.
The way you said faxing, you said it sounded like vaxing.
Vaxing's coming back.
You're an anti-faxer.
These faxing caused autism. These kids just got obsessed over how they worked so much.
Yeah. I could see that. Do you pretend you're autistic for stage time?
No, but I do convince myself I'm autistic at a certain time of night.
What time is that and why?
I just because there's a certain time of night I'm fucked up enough that I just think I'm retarded. You don't know what I mean?
Yeah,
100%. I think that more so soberly the day after I'm like, I don't have anything going on in my brain.
That happens to me a lot too when I'm sober. Sometimes I'll look around and I'll do something really dumb and then I'll look around and I'll just kind of say to myself quietly, like, I think I'm retarded.
What's the most retarded thing you do on a regular basis?
Take my credit card, buy cigarettes, and then throw them out immediately after.
I'm going to do that tonight. What is something retarded I do all the time? I do a lot of retarded stuff.
Yeah. I pick my belly button. That's pretty retarded. It's like, how often? You look so disgusted.
How often are you picking the belly button?
Yeah, what are you getting out of there?
You got a flat stomach, bro. Mine's like a fucking
lint.
There's like Mexican climbers in there. Oh, there's, yeah, like, yeah, you hear
a bunch of tunneling Jews.
Yeah, you hear yodeling in the middle of the night. If you put, instead of my stomach growling, it's just yodels. Yeah.
Yeah, the Chilean miners are finally found.
They're eating themselves inside there. Yeah,
this Malaysian flight, whatever the fuck is in there. The soccer team
Malaysia.
Like, what? Yeah, it got lost in there. Yeah. Like, what's your pant size?
My pant size, 32.
I like that you repeated the question after. Yeah. I'm a 46.
46 what?
Waist. 46, 34.
What's the length?
46, 34.
Okay. It's not crazy.
See, that means that my waist is 14 inches bigger than
that
yours.
That means that you're pear-shaped.
I'm super pear-shaped. Yeah. Yeah, it's
there's
bad.
A whole market for that.
There's no market
probably
for
on OnlyFans. You should start one called Pear Shaped Men.
Yeah,
I don't think men can do OnlyFans.
There's plenty of them that do.
You know how many gay guys subscribe to OnlyFans? Probably.
Yeah, it's just gay guys. Like, if you're doing OnlyFans as a guy, you're just doing it for other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like these women doing OnlyFans are doing it for guys that they know.
Would you do a lesbian OnlyFans?
No, they just do OnlyFans. I'm sure lesbians subscribe to their stuff.
He's asking, would you do OnlyFans for only women to subscribe to?
Well, I wouldn't know who's subscribing, and I wouldn't care because it's a business.
I guess, yeah.
That's like racist. That's like saying I will have a laundromat, but I will be upset if all my customers are Asian.
I don't see the correlation.
A customer,
but
a customer is a customer, but I feel like there's better.
Sex work is work too, Sam.
I'd rather sell drugs than pictures of my dick on the internet.
Okay, what if only gay men bought your drugs?
I wouldn't. I used to sell weed to a trans person.
See, then why would you care who you sold your nudes to?
I don't know.
Eric has a friend who sold his nudes as a child to get credit on Club Penguin.
Yeah.
That's
why are you doing my bits on the pod?
I'm not. It's not a bit. I'm just telling him because we're talking.
This is one of my jokes.
It's so funny to me because it's true.
Yeah.
How old was he?
10.
That's tough.
He sold it on the dark web, though, and to get money from random people to put it in his Penguin account.
I couldn't get on the dark web today. Yeah, this kid getting on the dark web to sell.
He could go on our school. He could hack into our school grade system and change everybody's grades. He did that also.
That's gangster.
10? Yeah.
That's gangster.
Well, that's a lot.
He should have just made money from that. He didn't need... How much...
10-year-olds don't have a lot of money to give you, though, to change grades.
That is true.
They don't have they don't have Penguin money. Yeah.
Do you think that if his parents found out that happened,
they did, and he bought a house with the money because it was like he did it for a
how
while.
Much money
he did a
did
while,
he get?
And this was like when Bitcoin was worth like nothing. It's not a 10-year-old that I know now.
Yeah, Club Penguin isn't around anymore.
No, he did it, and he like. Had like a Bitcoin wallet, and then he had like extra Bitcoin, and then he like stopped playing Club Penguin. He like forgot about Bitcoin, like he didn't care anymore. And then over the pandemic, he went back and he looked at that Bitcoin wallet, and he had like millions of dollars in there
from his child
because
nudes.
The Bitcoin shot up in price, and so he like bought a house and stuff.
So he had to tell his parents this is where this money came from.
I don't know if that's how he told them. I don't know if he actually told them, but he. Well, I'm assuming
they're going to be like, thank God.
But who did he find the men to sell them to?
On the dark web, there's like, I guess there's like.
And he was just like.
Here's where you get sell.
And it was literally so he could play Club Penguin.
It's so that he could buy all the.
I played Webkinz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember Webkinz?
What would you do for a Webkin?
Oh.
Would you have sold the nude for a Webkin?
I would have blown a grown man.
Would you? Yeah, right?
Fuck a picture. Get him. He's meeting me at the mall. You don't remember Webkin? They were like stuffed animals.
Yeah, but what would you do for a Webkin? as a child? What do you think is the craziest thing you would have done when you had your height of
webkins? See, my parents were... I think my parents would buy me webkins to get over the fact that they were, like, screaming and throwing shit.
Mm. Oh, so they just, like, throw the headset on.
Yeah, so, like, I don't... Yeah, give me a webkins. Yeah. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't have to do shit for a webkins.
You were like, I lived through a divorce to get a webkins.
I lived through a divorce to get webkins. That's... I'm a comedian now. That's... Do you remember the moment in life that you got fucked up enough to become a stand-up?
I always wanted to do it. So I guess I was always fucked up.
Yeah, but there's wanting to do it and then actually like pushing yourself to do it.
What happened was I did improv. And
this is why you have such a problem. You're doing Adderall in improv.
No, I got kicked out for drinking.
And doing Adderall?
Of UCB. It got let go. Yeah. And I didn't like to yes and. I would just say no.
No but.
I would just say no, and they'd say, you have to yes, and I'd say, I'm not going to enable people that aren't funny. And then they said, you can't do this here at UCB. They said, also, are you drunk?
Wait, how are you, why can't you do improv drunk?
Yeah, I feel like it's like because like
you're in class.
To do it.
In class.
I'm not in middle school.
I agree.
Like what?
That's my extracurricular activity as an adult with no direction.
I identify as an alcohol. I identify as drunk. I'm allowed. If pronouns were around back then, the things I would do, I would go full method with all my pronouns.
You should be able to drink before, like
yeah,
comedy shows.
You can get high. Yeah. Do you think if you were stoned doing improv, they would say anything?
Well, I think then it's harder to get yes and, because then you're like, yes and, that fell flat.
Yeah.
I used to do improv when I was 16, and then I started smoking weed, and...
You're like, no, I'm not doing it. Yeah. Because you're doing it, you're like, this is so stupid.
You can't take your, yeah, it's
your
the taking
your... editing other people's shit.
No, I'm just in there, and I'm like having secondhand embarrassment for everyone, for myself. I'm just like, I get all improv makes me all nervous. And I was just like, this girl in my improv class was, you know, because I just wasn't really playing with anybody else in the classes. They like, you know, they like to play.
Yeah.
I actually did an improv class recently. This guy, I acted in a movie, and this guy who's one of the main characters in the movie was like, I know you're a comedian. I go to improv all the time. I do drop-ins at the pit. Do you want to come with me one day? And I was like, no. And then he asked again. I was like, honestly, yes. I would love to see what goes on. And I went. You pay like $30 to drop-in class with a teacher. It's a bunch of fucking...
Wait, you paid?
It's a bunch of fucking nerds, and this is their life.
You did a bringer show, bringer improv?
And I went with him, and they had like a teacher. They're like, this our favorite teacher, and in it we're like doing our exercises, and then we're like sitting on the seats waiting before we go on again, and my friend looks over and he goes, could you fucking tone it down?
Tone what down?
My behavior in class.
Oh,
because I was just really going for it. Like, I never broke at all. I would just be there, and someone would start talking to me, and I'd be like, I know what you're doing. You're giving me the look like you're gonna rape me.
It has to be PG-13. Improv, and they were like, what? PG-13.
And I'm like, I already lost the baby. And they're like, because they're like, what time do you want to go to Caleb's birthday party? I'm like, I already lost the child. I don't even want to be alive anymore. And they're like getting so upset.
Can you cry on command?
Yes.
You got real close right there.
Yeah, I can cry.
You're a good actress.
Thank you. I could cry right now.
That's scary.
It's great for manipulating people.
Yeah, it is. Have you ever used that as like a... That is like a supervillain power. A woman who can cry on command.
I just hope that people come to the show. I'm not going to want it.
You could pretend to be one of Jeff Dunham's puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. You didn't answer the question.
Yes, I can cry on command.
No, the other... Have you used that against someone before?
No, but sometimes it... Eric, you've said to me that I was fake crying before.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's caught me.
Yeah, I caught her.
What about?
Oh, she just, you know, just trying to...
Bored. Yeah. Trying to gaslight him for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Gaslighting, they should have never come up with that term.
No. Like, sometimes I'll be home... He's like, what's wrong? I'm like, really? chips and salsa. I'm so hungry.
If I see a baby doing that, I'm going to go scream in their face. Stop gaslighting me.
Oh, babies love to lie.
Stop fucking gaslighting me. Yeah, like a toddler.
Yeah. Dude, like, I have the funniest video to show you. So babies like always like to fake cry. It's like my sister has kids, and sometimes she'll be like, oh, yeah, she's fake crying. And they get real good at it.
Have you ever thought about having a baby on this podcast?
Interviewing a baby. Yeah. Only if we can do DMT together. Right? Dude, DMT with a baby just comes out speaking like fucking Charles Dickens.
Yeah. Charles Dickens is a good one.
Get in there.
Yo, she's crazy. Yo, for people watching this, it's a baby, for like soccer player, flying backwards.
Yeah, anything anyone touches her toy, she'll just go. Fluh!
Have you ever thought about having a baby?
Whoa, you just fucking turned it. Dude, that was fucking nuts. That callback. Dude, oh my god.
I don't want a baby. I don't want a baby.
You mean like give birth to a baby on the podcast, Eric? Me
personally?
You want him to. You brought this up. So have you ever thought about having a baby on the podcast? He doesn't know
what did you mean by that?
Deliver a child?
Bringing a baby.
Like interviewing a child.
Yes, interviewing a baby.
That's not a good look for their future.
I guess not.
You're so worried about children's futures. That's what I love about you. Yeah. How worried you are about these babies' futures.
I minored in peace and social justice in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I just took the easiest classes I could, and when I was graduating, they're like, you know you have enough credits. Because I was taking, like, gay horror movies was a class.
Where did you go to college? Like
Wheaton College.
Oh, that's a good school. What's a gay horror movie?
All of them, if you're fucking...
break them down. They're like subliminal gay messages. Yeah,
they would be. That's why I want to see fucking titties out on Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Because it would be like, that dude was really just chasing dick. Yeah, that's what they would teach us. And then
that's so funny.
And then we just
you
have to write an essay. I've never really done that.
That's so funny.
And then I just took all those easy-ass classes because I could just get high and really... it's really easy to bullshit that stuff.
No, you can just lie.
It's easy to watch a horror movie and be like, this is gay for the following reasons.
Oh my god, right now it's the gayest horror movie.
What is?
Yeah,
it's the gayest
one.
Something's wrong with the Johnsons. I think that's what it's called.
The Johnsons.
Yeah, there shouldn't be more than one Johnson together.
Yeah, they have erectile dysfunction.
Something's wrong with Johnsons being together. pray the gay away.
It's one of Ari Aster's first movies.
What's a good gay? I should remember. I studied this.
Oh, I know a really gay, a horror film that's really gay.
What?
Brokeback Mountain. Shit is
horrific.
What was the
I've
part?
Never
the
seen
gay
that
stuff.
Movie.
Oh, the strange thing.
The
about
gay
the
stuff
Johnsons.
Was scary.
I had a friend in college who watched it and then would like make fun of it all the time.
Yeah,
but then I was like, why were you watching
it so much? Yeah,
and why do you know it so
the best,
well?
The best line in it is he goes, "I wish I knew how to quit you."
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Super
you know what's the best, the funniest movie ever to rewatch is Armageddon. Have you seen that lately?
No.
Dude, when Ben Affleck is going to the plane, to the space shuttle to leave, he starts singing a cappella to Liv Tyler in the terminal, and he's like, oh, my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. You know that song?
Yeah.
I'm standing here, and just a cappella for like 2 minutes.
You know that scene in Elf where she sings to everybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to bring the Christmas cheer up so can work? Did you work at a Macy's?
I thought you said so the slut could work, not the sled. I was like, Zooey Deschanel's a nice woman.
So the slut could work.
Fucking slut
singing.
Don't
let those bangs fool you. She's a whore.
I could never watch that scene because someone singing publicly where they shouldn't gives me such secondhand embarrassment.
It's like improv.
I get such secondhand embarrassment, but I say crazy shit on stage and I don't care.
What's the craziest thing you've said on stage that you regret? Besides the N-word.
I've never said the N-word on stage.
Just on your podcast.
Personally.
You're just in traffic.
What's the craziest thing I've said? I have a joke about my grandfather might have died of fentanyl, and I did it in my grandmother's hometown, and then someone knew him and was like, is that true? And then I was like, I wish I didn't say that. Because my grandfather was in an old folks home, and they fucking gave him oxy and fentanyl.
Really?
Yeah, but legally he didn't die of anything, so we couldn't sue him. But I was like, you prescribed him oxy and fentanyl, and then he just died mysteriously one day.
Yeah, was he doing okay? I mean, if
the prescribed. Yeah, he was just like an old dude. He like it was like he was.
I want to get old.
So you can do fentanyl.
Some fent.
I have a friend that we're.
I can't wait to get old. Where's this home?
You think you ever done fentanyl? Have you ever done fentanyl?
No.
I know people who do it. Just fentanyl.
Last time I was in rehab, that was everyone's drug of choice. Fentanyl.
Fentanyl?
That they didn't even do it. They were like, they would see someone who did heroin. They'd be like, okay, grandpa.
What still is doing heroin? Feel like?
It's like very strong. It's like very like strong heroin.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they wanted heroin, but they can't. No one can find heroin anymore.
Have you done
so
heroin?
Do fentanyl. No. So they do fentanyl. And then, yeah, like this one guy could only get fentanyl, so he moved to New Jersey from Florida because he knew there was still heroin in New Jersey.
That's the craziest tourist attraction.
He was like, he's like, there's no heroin left in Florida. I'm going to Jersey.
Real. I can't say the name. I wish I could say names on this podcast, but I can't. I had a pretty well-known rapper on the podcast, and my friend's an ex-junkie, and he came up to me. And he's like, did you have so-and-so on the podcast? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, that dude used to sell the best heroin in the fucking state. And I was like, damn, that's someone who's not lying about their reps.
Yeah. No, I've been to rehab with, like, crazy people. I've been to rehab with, like, super rich kids that have heroin problems. And it's like, they all these heroin addicts all end up in the same sketchy fucking situations trying to get heroin. Like it'll be like a billionaire, and then like before you know it, this billionaire is like putting his girlfriend like on Backpage to suck someone's dick to get heroin. And you're like, wow, you've fallen. And then he's like selling the girlfriend to like some like kid who grew up with no money. I'm like, heroin is really bringing everyone together.
Oh my god,
it really brings general class together though.
Yeah. It's sadder than the Club Penguin shit. At least that kid got a house out of it. That's fucking.
I'm just talking about one of my ex-boyfriends.
Oh my god,
he got cut off.
What?
Oh, he didn't put me on Backpage.
Oh, okay.
That was a girl I met in rehab.
Oh my god,
I can't believe it's like cocaine. A lot of people have paid for sex. I know a lot of people who have bought prostitutes.
Have you?
Never.
Sam, it's okay.
Never.
Do you need to borrow a hotel room?
I
later?
Definitely. Not that. No.
While I'm on stage, we're going to come back and be like, just a minute. Yeah.
I've never. Yeah, I mean, I've probably bought dinners I didn't want to get.
Pussy.
Yeah. Which is
technically. Do you say the word pussy in your set?
I think, yeah.
I say vagina.
I think it's.
The vagina.
Pussy's a funny word coming from my voice.
I used to think it was like.
What did you say? What did you say?
You don't even use the word cunt.
Really?
Now it's funny.
Wait, but like, what did you call a vagina?
She didn't talk about vaginas.
In life, you never mentioned it once? What word would you use? Fro? Fro's a good yo. That's a yo. I like fro.
You know what I call the pussy? Second string butthole.
I call it third string. Yeah, okay. And it tested positive for coke. Yeah.
What's second string?
Mouth?
You really don't like vagina.
What's the
gayest thing you've ever. I want to have a podcast, and at the end of it, I just say, what's the gayest thing you've ever done?
What is the gayest thing I've ever done? I do yoga every morning.
No, I meant with another man.
I got really fucked up at a party once, and everyone at the party had a cuddle puddle. So it was like guys and girls.
Was everyone on ecstasy or something?
No, we were just drunk.
God, I
know. Isn't that weird?
That's like a thing.
No, I have a friend whose brother was like sober for years, and then he started doing Molly. And he started going to cuddle parties.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, like addicted to cuddling and Molly.
They don't fuck?
They just cuddle and they wear, I think they wear costumes.
Is it like an orgy, but with, it's like an asexual orgy?
I had a friend who, he went on like a date with a girl and then she was like, let's take ecstasy. He's like, all right. And it was like a Wednesday. And then she was just like trying to cuddle him the whole time. And then like the next day she's like telling him like she loves him. And she's like, she just wants to come over and do more ecstasy and cuddle more.
One time I went to my friend's house and she's obsessed with watching G2, Gremlins 2.
You said G2 like it was like a YouTube channel. Gremlins, obsessed with Gremlins 2.
Obsessed, but you have to be on ketamine to watch it, she says, do Whippets. And then you have to wear a G2 t-shirt. So she has all these t-shirts.
That's someone with autism.
With Gremlins on it, and I'm wearing it, watching G2. And we just have a Whippet tank. A tank of nitrous and just all this ketamine, and she's just like, isn't this the best? And I'm just like, this is crazy.
You could put on any movie doing ketamine.
No, it has to be G2.
Why? What about G2?
I don't know. G1 is
you
a no.
You did it, though.
Yeah,
what
I know.
About?
I never even saw G1. She said I didn't need to.
But, like, G2, did you have that experience, that religious experience?
I was so fucked up. I was on ketamine and Whippets. Couldn't even focus on G2.
Yeah.
And then, like, I look over and she's doing a Whippet and she's, like, quoting the movie as the Whippet's coming out. She's like,
another Gremlin.
So she's, like, hysterically laughing. And I'm like, what the fuck? She was like, quoting along while she was doing a Whippet. I was like, this is so scary.
Yeah. And then like 15 years later, her kids are like, what was your 20s like? And she was like, well, I used to do a lot of ketamine and watch G2.
All her kids are fucking named after the Gremlins. Yeah, and the exactly. That's crazy. Ketamine's another one. See,
picture.
People look at me crazy because I've done DMT. But like,
oh, this girl hits a DMT pen all
but
day.
But I've never done ketamine. I've never done coke.
This girl hits a DMT pen all day. Like, I was with her.
Yeah, there's no reason.
I was with her, and then she was just like, we were in the car, and I was like, oh, can I hit that? Is that a weed pen? She's like, no, it's DMT. I was like, you've been at my house all weekend. You've just been smoking DMT all day? And she's like, yeah.
My friend left his DMT pen in an Uber.
Yeah.
Imagine being the kid thinking you found a weed pen.
That's so funny. Gremlin.
And you're fucking, because you're gonna shit take a sucks, yeah. And then you're blasting off in the back of a.
That's why I don't like. That's why I don't like ketamine, because like, it doesn't hit right away. So I'm always just like wanting more and more and more, and then before I know it, I'm in a K-hole.
Why does it make you want to roll around on the floor? Everyone I know,
I start projectile vomiting always.
And you,
I always go into K-holes because I can't stop. Once I start doing, I can't stop. I do lines and they're like, it's not coke. And I'm like, let me live.
I went into the woods. My friend went into a K-hole while I was in the woods and I had to carry him out.
Oh, you can't. Eric's never been in one, right?
Horrible place.
You've been in a K-hole?
No.
It's one of the. You don't.
Are you like his shaman? His drug shaman?
You'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've done ketamine a few times, and it's like I've had times where it's like meet a friend, we just like split like a gram and did all of it
sitting in an apartment, not even watching G2.
No, we had 300 playing, which is also a good movie.
Tonight we dine in hell.
That's better than G2.
Yeah, 300, because at least there's like the slow motion sequences so you can kind of catch up,
or you can just do G.
Just Gremlins. Gremlins.
No, GHB.
Gremlins is a good movie. I like it.
I don't remember movies.
No,
I don't.
Like three today.
What, Elf?
You quoted Elf. We talked about Mrs. Doubtfire.
I didn't quote Mrs. Doubtfire.
You quoted another movie right when I was walking in. I can't remember what it was. To Eric. You were like, you were like, it was like something, you were comparing your life to Aaron Brockovich.
That might have been the energy.
You were saying you had the same stress level right now as Aaron.
That might have been the energy I was giving off, but that's not. Back to fucking the DMT. You see shit. Have you ever done it?
I did it like once. I smoked it out of a bong. I was like drinking. I barely remember.
I saw a baby shoot a rocket ship off his shoulder like a RPG last night.
Oh, this happened just last night.
Red.
Yeah, like it's not. That sounds like a crazy person, though.
Sorry,
I shouldn't.
What time do you have to go set up? Oh, just so you know, he has bring free camera setup so you can get a good tape.
Oh, really? Oh, so you know how to, like, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I do camera.
Hopefully people show up.
Yeah, I could probably go. I'll go over.
Friday was the bad show.
Let's go steal the Jeff Dunham fans and try to get them over.
I mean, I don't even know. Like, last time when I came around Friday, there were so few people. I was like, I'm not doing an hour.
Yeah.
For 20 people. I was also really hungover.
This woman was coming out of the hotel talking about seeing Jeff Dunham, and then she started laughing, and it was the worst laugh ever. That I was like, thank God I'm not at a comedy show.
You're
with that.
With her.
With a horrible laugh? Mm-hmm. Nothing worse than a bad laugh.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to live with.
See how many comedians they booked on the show tonight. We're bumping people. Don't worry, guys.
I'm doing 5 minutes.
No, you're featuring.
This has been Bucked Up.
Oh, we're done?
I don't know. It seems you were right. We're this bumping. Does seem like we're in like a porn, and I'm interviewing you guys before this is we. This is
you make money off.
Yeah, cucked up.
Cucked up.
So that other guy I just found out, he's doing a 5 minute guest spot. So we're fine. Preach. What the fuck does this mean? What's preach?
Appreciate it.
All I wrote was, "What spot are you doing?" And you wrote preach. Like appreciate me. What does that mean?
I think so.
This has been Bucked Up. Sorry, that laugh was like the Dunham.
That was the Jeff Dunham laugh. Uh-oh, I said I don't want to do the spot anymore. He can have my time.
see if Jeff Dunham will give you a guest spot.
Killing that. Yeah.
I saw Jeff Dunham when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him last night too when you were on DMT.
I was asked to go on a date to see Jeff Dunham last night.
Oh,
actually,
I thought with Jeff Dunham. Yeah. That was the gay
singer. One of his puppets were asking. Yeah.
A 40-year-old woman asked me to go see Jeff Dunham last night.
Yeah. And what did you say?
No.
Why?
I don't like older women.
You like them young.
Why don't you like older women?
Because if you're over 35 and you want to hook up with a 26-year-old, or let's say 40, then something's like, something, especially one like me, like I'm self-aware enough that
I'm 9 years older than Eric.
How old are you guys?
I'm 34. You just hit the cuff on that one.
Well, I say,
good thing you changed that number. I wanted to bury you into a hole with questions before that.
How old are you? I can't do math.
He's almost 26.
Oh, all right, I'm 26.
Yeah.
Is that weird that do I look a lot older than
him? No, you guys look like the same age.
Thank God.
But you guys are also both comedians.
You're not going to get out of this.
I don't like someone who, if I'm 26, I don't want someone who's like 40.
Or 34 like me. So you're saying there's not a chance.
No, there's not. There's not at all.
So disrespectful.
Well, you like them young and dumb and like.
No, I like them my age.
Young and dumb and full of cum.
In high school. Middle school?
Maybe if you were more successful, you could have gone to Epstein's place.
That's like, it's wild. I don't even have a sponsorship with Blue Chew, but they just send me free Blue Chew.
Oh, that's cool.
I think they're like.
It's like, this guy needs to get laid.
Or like, my fans are too ugly and I need it for the fans I'm getting.
they see pictures of you like, this guy's not getting hard.
What chick is listening to my podcast?
Some 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
Someone, and this is not the reason I asked to do the podcast. A female comedian in Boston was like, "You need to have more women on your podcast." And I was like, "Why? Do you think it'll make them listen to like I don't think?"
No.
What is the
Do you have a lot of female fans?
My fans?
My fans are 50-50. Like 50.
Oh, I thought you meant 50-year-old men.
What's yours? Because we were comparing this the other night in New York with different comics. Because, you know, you can see in your thing your percentage.
50-50, which is crazy.
Mine's 49%, 50%.
Mine's like 90% dudes, 10% chicks.
Yeah, I have 49% women, 50% men.
That's good.
I'm a
All my fans just look like me, but fatter.
I love that.
You're the king.
I am. They're like,
you're their fearless leader.
Rappers would talk to someone like me.
You're their fearless leader.
West Side Gun with like a nerdy white guy. Yeah,
you should have a meetup and it's like you walking down the street and they're all riding behind you on Rascal scooters.
That is my fan base.
Yeah, you're just like this. And they're mm-hmm. like, he can walk.
How would you describe your fans?
Mentally ill. Mentally ill.
Have you met any fans of mine?
I have.
It's a lot of, I get like a lot of like hot girls randomly, and then like a lot of strange men.
I'm back on the show tonight.
Hot girls and strange.
I'm back, baby.
Hot girls and strange men.
Mm-hmm.
That's my fan base. But they would never like each other. Like the female fans would never get along with the male fans.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting.
That's like, I have a lot of like super black power fans, like 5% Nation of Islam. I'm like, they like, don't like me, but they like who I talk to. So
they're
going to
love me.
I don't think they're listening to this episode. It's so funny. I do get good listens, but then I do the comedy episodes, and the listens are shit. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, the listens are always shit on the comedy.
You're old, you're not fuckable, and nobody's listening to this episode.
I didn't even want to do the podcast.
I got to tell you, the show you're doing tonight is going to be terrible.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Are you gaslighting me right now? Of course.
It's just like I'm doing something really nice by having you on the podcast.
Having you on the podcast.
Oh, on my show, man. I'm getting like stressed out because I was just trying,
You probably just did a podcast with that other guy.
The big opener.
If a guy could fake cry, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's the gayest thing. Fake cry.
Fake, okay. See, now I'm gay. It never stops. This has been bucked up.
I don't know. I want to count how many times gay and retarded were said on this episode.
I don't think that many.
We didn't even talk about
compared to some podcast.
Trans once.
Get those numbers up.
That's
baby.
What your whole fan base is trans.
Yeah, we need to have this hidden.
Your whole fan base are trans drug addicts that you sell weed to.
Yeah, we need to hide this from the algorithm as much as possible.
Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine.
COVID was a myth.
That'd be a hard DJ drop.
COVID was a myth.
Wuhan. This has been bucked up.
Yeah.